Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Busy day, busy day. Welcome to hour two of the RP show. We don't have breaking news yet. It's been kind of a slow day that way.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's fine.
There's enough things going on.
This is our final dress rehearsal, the boys say, because Thursday we're going live on Game Plus Television. It was supposed to happen on April the 8th. The pandemic screwed that up, and now we're ready to roll. And here's what I like. I didn't see the tech guys in the top of the hour break.
Busy.
No, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it is. Oh, at the break. Yeah, exactly. That is a good thing.
Normally, they'd be running around. If there was a problem, they'd be telling us. So that's good. No news is good news. Which reminds me, let's jump into that before we get back into the hockey talk on this, what's become a hockey day. And I love it. Nice work on that, Clark. Kate Pedersen coming up from Oilers TV. And then Jim Lang, Canada's foremost NFL expert. But with the CFL, because I know a lot of our viewers are tuned into that, it is in a lot of ways our bread and butter. These players that are given the commissioner a deadline of this week, you're seeing it, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing some of the players' tweets. The media's picked up onto that. Yep. I'm not sure whether that's fair of them to do or not. Because, again, I go by the no news is good news thing. But it's like, guys, if you need to go get a job, go get a job. What's the imposition of a deadline going to do?
Right. You gotta get a job, get a job. I mean, any job you get, you're going to be able to leave to go play if you're a player.
Well, not any job.
But
some
guys are. There's a difference between getting a job and starting another career. So, you know, do you need to go get a job and make some money in the short term? Are you ready to transition into what your life after football is going to be like? But those are decisions you have to make as a professional athlete. And this has forced a lot of things earlier than maybe we had wanted them. You know, the digital transformation, yeah. Stores doing different things, personal career paths, all those things that maybe we were kind of in the 1 to 5 years away from making that switch gradually. It's like, hit the brakes, changing now. And with players that are kind of getting close to the end or trying to decide which way they're going to go, they're just kind of forced to making that decision, and they don't want to. And I don't blame them.
No, but Ricky Foley said it yesterday on the air, 3-time Grey Cup champion. It's hard to find a job that's going to allow you that flexibility unless you are a skip-the-dishes driver, which some players have told other guys to do. Hey, you can do that. Uber drivers, we've heard those stories. Now is not the time for ego, not to be thinking that you're above anything. But I've always admired those companies that allowed their players, hey, we were in Calgary one time with the Riders and we needed an emergency kicker because all ours were hurt. I can't remember the kid's name they called up, but his employer allowed him to go kick that night at McMahon Stadium in a CFL game. Well, not every company's going to allow you to do that.
Right.
You know, or guys that are firemen while playing in the CFL. So you took your holidays to play football. What about your family? You're not using any holiday time for your family. So it's not easy. It's not easy is my point. But to put a deadline on the commissioner, I think, is absolutely useless. And as a matter of fact, I would say, guys, don't even tweet at the commissioner. If you need a job, go get a job, period.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the one job I'll tell you, if you don't want to be pumping somebody's gas or delivering somebody's
pizza.
Which,
by the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But as a player, you want to kind of hide away. Go get a job at Costco stocking shelves overnight.
Yeah, I know guys that have. Did you ever do that?
No, but I thought about it. Out of the, second job, pay more bills, out of the limelight, don't have to worry about that. You sacrifice a little sleep, but guys will do that.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with delivering pizza. I did it.
For
it's
sure.
Actually kind of fun. Let's check the poll question, and then we'll re-up on the Quick Six show topics. Today's poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Which is Canada's game of the week in week 4 of CFL Sim? We're running computer simulations, gaming of CFL games just to keep the profile up of the league and have some fun. Here is the actual week 4 scheduled if they were playing in the CFL. Ottawa at Montreal Thursday, Winnipeg at Edmonton Friday, and then a Saturday doubleheader, Calgary at Toronto, BC at Saskatchewan. Still leading the vote is BC at Saskatchewan, 48%. Second place, Winnipeg at Edmonton, 34%. And the game that I voted for, these are all Twitter results that I'm reading, is Calgary at Toronto, 11% of the vote. Whoever wins this poll, it's a 24-hour poll, we'll broadcast that game. If it ends up being the Riders every week, then we'll do the Riders. But if you want to see your team broadcast on Facebook Live, computer version, vote for them.
You better share it with your friends. Get
share
them to
with
vote
your
too.
Friends. Share with your friends. My friend Mike Lee writes in and says, delivering pizza is fantastic. He's been doing it regularly. Thank you, Mike. He's one of the guys, I don't know if you were watching in Hour 1, Mike, when I mentioned the WHL standards, which will, I think, trickle down to Junior A all across Canada for getting fans back into the building. It's not just sporadically seating 50%. Everybody's going to be strategically placed in the arena. And Mike's the guy that I sit with. We sit together because we like to. He's an oil man. And we got a restaurateur that comes with us that owns a string of restaurants. We like to sit together to talk about the game and socialize. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got to get over things.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to have to learn to live with it.
Quick six show topics just ahead of Kate Pedersen. Are you ready? One, nothing going on in the CFL today. Moving on. Point two, NFL Canada, the topic, getting some traction. CFL News Twitter account, TSN's Dave Naylor picking it up, running polls, talking about it. It could happen. NFL Canada coming to a stadium near you. Point three, CHL import draft goes this morning. It might already be over, by the way. It started and it went fast.
Goes quick.
I'll get the number one overall pick for you in a second. It's held by the North Bay Battalion. Four, Wheat Kings podcast notes. I was on the Wheat Kings podcast last night. Who would have ever thought? And it was great. And a lot of what we talked about, the stadium spacing of fans, came up in that podcast last night, plus some old-time dub stories. It was fun. I admitted that I didn't really like Jordan Tutu very much. It was not breaking news to anybody in Brandon. Point five, Richard Sherman saying the contract signed by Cam Newton is ridiculous and disgusting. That's what he said. I wish somebody would disrespect me with a $7.5 million contract. Are you willing to do that?
Take the contract?
No, disrespect me.
With an incentive-laden contract. Isn't that basically what we did?
Oh, yeah, right. Come on. You get talking about stuff like this. Let Adam Schefter and Booger McFarlane and these guys talk about it. Because I'm out. You guys are idiots. Like, it's funny because Lee Steinberg, whom I love.
Yeah.
The original Jerry Maguire was the guy that drove up these prices back in the day. He was doing his job. I just can't talk about it because I don't get it. And I'm okay with that. And point six, a wild start to the Major League Baseball season. Training camp's got to be opening right away, I would think. And players are dropping out for their own reasons, say they're not going to play. It's just wild. But I sure hope that they're going to be on the diamond. Okay, let's go to the video chat from Oilers TV. Our good friend Kate Pedersen joining us, formerly of Argos TV and formerly of Global Television. She of Southern Ontario, I think, today. How you doing, Kate?
Great. Yeah, I'm just north of Toronto and as of 30 minutes, of course, so I'm doing pretty well.
Well, you know, with social distancing and so forth and your love of equestrian events, social distancing, I wouldn't think, has been a huge problem for you in the last 100-plus days, or at least since you've gone home from Edmonton. Would I be right?
You are correct. It's pretty easy. Aside from being in the barn and getting the horses ready, it's pretty straightforward. We've limited the number of people on the farm, so it just means the ones that are ride more horses, because there's about 21 on the property. So it's not bad. We actually played polo last night. I'm not very good at all. But that's another one where, you know, you're on this huge field galloping around. So there was, but it was no problem.
Well, I'll tell you what. You had asked producer Clark and me what we were going to talk about. And I just wanted to talk about your career. I mean, you spent time in this city. You got a lot of friends here. But people across the country know who you are. You're on the Argos staff when they won a Grey Cup. I'd like to talk to you about that. You've got a ring from the 2017 Argos. But this Oilers TV thing, to me, just came out of nowhere. I mean, the Oilers are my number two team. I'm following their social media, and I see you on there. I didn't know that you were going to Edmonton. How did that happen?
It happened really quickly. You know, I was finished with the Argos and trying to figure out what my next step would be. And I just saw the posting online and I applied and got the job after a couple weeks of interviews. And it was a big, a big move. I had to pack up in probably 2 weeks' time and move completely across the country. And then, you know, fast forward 5 months, and there I am driving 35 hours back because we're on hold or in pause. So it was pretty crazy how it all happened, and really exciting because I grew up, as you know, in a CFL household. So football's been my life. So to be challenged with a new sport, I dipped my toes a little bit in Toronto with TSN 1050, doing some updates and talking about the Leafs, but I never really immersed myself in NHL action or coverage. And it was pretty incredible, pretty eye-opening experience to go to that level, walk in and just be thrown into the mix right off the bat. It was really cool.
Well, dipped your toes in. Were you not part of the Grey Cup broadcast in 2018 in Edmonton? Were you not on that broadcast?
I was there, yes. I was on the Calgary sidelines with Sarah.
That's what I thought, doing the radio on National Grey Cup Radio. She's being so humble. So for those that don't know, Leif Pettersson is Kate's dad, former Rough Rider Argo. His nickname here was Bambi. And you know what? Your dad's name still comes up regularly, by the way. That's how popular that he was and loved here. And of course, CFL on TSN was one of the big names there. So given the current struggles of the CFL, this was the biggest reason I wanted to bring you on. What's your take on how the league is going to survive this crisis, Kate? What do you think?
It is so hard because I've seen the struggles from the inside, from the outside. And to me, we've talked about this, you and I, candidly over the years. I remember sitting at Rider practice talking about it. It is hard, especially my demographic, to get bums in the stands. It is hard already, pandemic, to sell tickets, to get the fans. I'm unique in that my dad played and I grew up around it. So my passion, my love comes naturally. And part of my love is that I've been following it for so long that, you know, I remember a moment on the sidelines with pinballer Mike O'Shea, an unbelievable play. And now they're head coaches or general managers and they're really involved. So that's one of my favorite parts of the CFL, and that unique connection and sort of family atmosphere and feeling is what makes it so unique and special. And I really don't know how you come back from something like this, because you do have a great TV deal. We know the Riders bring in fabulous TV numbers, but that is, and I think to the NHL as well, but in a capacity, there is a lot of revenue generated from people coming in, people for paying for parking, concessions, tickets, all of the above factor in. So I'm not sure how that happens. And I think it's really tough because it is a smaller league. And I've seen a lot of small businesses, whether they're restaurants or stores, shutting down because of all of this. So I think there's definitely long-term ramifications. I don't think there's a short-term solution. But I think it's such a special game and it's unique. And we know that the price point is there for families. You know, it's hard in Toronto, especially, to find something affordable to do as a family of four or five, right? And the Argos have done a great job of doing their very best to price it reasonably enough that you can come as a family and not break the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the people that say, oh, I heard it just this morning. People are like, Rod, the CFL has been at death's door before. This is nothing new. I'm like, look, you're not opening your eyes to what's going on. You just said it. There are businesses closing because of the pandemic that are never opening their doors again. And the CFL could be one of them. And I think the one thing that we can do, Kate, is continue to talk about the CFL in a positive light, do our part. And speaking of that, you know, I just talked to Jim Popp last week at length on the phone, and we were talking about the 2017 Argos season. That was one of, you know, you were covering the season, the team so close, you got a ring from it. How the hell did Jim Popp and Mark Trestman just waltz in and turn a team around in 9 months and win a Grey Cup? Like, that's not supposed to be able to happen. How did they do it?
I don't know. I was there. I was in the mix. I experienced all of it. And, you know, there was certainly a will to win, and they had the right pieces. But, you know, as we saw the following year, you can have the team on paper and it just doesn't click. But there was just something that happened. And, you know, as we got down the stretch, things started clicking. It was a really good room. And I think everyone would agree that if you've spent time with Mark Trestman, he's very unique. He is amazing one-on-one. I have the utmost respect for him, especially the way he treated media and reporters, and especially me being around the team all the time. I have so much respect for him. And I think that that was a real key, is that the players respected him. They wanted to play for him. And it sounds cheesy, but it's true. It's a big part of it. And I think when you lose the room, you kind of lose hope there. So I think he really had the room. He had guys that wanted to win. There were fired up rookies. There was a great veteran presence. And honestly, that Grey Cup game, you know, at halftime, everyone's going, oh boy, like this is, I mean, the weather was insane. There were so many factors that played in, but it was just kind of magical to be the underdog coming in. Everyone was hyped up on Calgary. Calgary's been so good for so long. And I think that made it more special. When no one thinks you're going to win and you win, it's pretty fun. And it's funny you talk about my role. Well, when Grey Cup rolls around, everyone's role changes and everyone kind of gets bumped down a peg in terms of seniority. So I was not on the Argos sidelines. Actually, Mike Hogan was bumped by the TV guys down to the sidelines, and I was asked to do Calgary sidelines. So as soon as the whistle blew, I was on the producer, hey, do you want me to help with Toronto? And so I ran into the mix, and the cool moment for me was getting a chance to ask Ricky the retirement question that I know was on everyone's minds at that moment. But I think honestly, just the way the dynamic and the people in the room played a big role, really good players on both sides of the football, and they came together obviously in the 60 minutes they needed to most.
Well, you know, it's funny you say the retirement question of Ricky. I wasn't listening, but obviously he said he wasn't retiring, but then he comes back and lasts a series the next year in week one, and then he never plays again. I mean, what? He should have pulled the Peyton Manning. See ya. He should have, but I guess Ricky doesn't have it in him.
I mean, that's football. He really does, and he's such a great guy. I mean, how lucky am I to have had some of the experiences in my career so far to players like that, genuine great players, jumping to Edmonton to walk in a room with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Like, wow, that's not something I forget. I try to remind myself regularly of those moments. And, you know, a guy like Mark Trestman, to have a head coach with so much experience that I can actually lean on, you know, he was one of my references going into Edmonton, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I've been lucky to have good people. And again, I think that was the root of it. Might sound cheesy, but I think the respect he had and the quality of the individuals in the room really played a big part in that.
There you go. Good answer. And I'll end it with this. Wayne is watching in Victoria, BC. He says, Kate is a well-spoken woman. I didn't know she is Leif Pettersson's daughter. So there you go. That's why we do these interviews, to introduce everybody to everybody and keep the family lineage alive. So, Kate, thanks for this. I'm, like everybody, praying for the resumption of the season. I'll be following the orders and what you're doing. But thanks for this. It's been a while lining it up. I think it's gone great. And stay safe out there, and hopefully see you back in Edmonton soon working.
Thank you for having me on.
Awesome. Kate Pettersson of Oilers TV joining us from Southern Ontario today. We'll be right back. On the way, Canada's foremost NFL insider, Jim Lang. But he's being challenged for that moniker by Tory Gurley.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right?
Big time.
I had one network guy text me this morning and say, tell Tory he's got a future in broadcasting. I'm like, hands off! He's ours! We'll be back. It's the RP Show Tuesday morning. Get together. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Tuesday morning or afternoon, where you may be. Just ahead of Jim Lang's sports update, Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan said Monday they have tested positive for the coronavirus, potentially leaving the Brooklyn Nets without two starters when the NBA season resumes. Jordan said he won't be in Florida with the Nets when they return from the suspension of the 2019-20 season, while Dinwiddie told The Athletic that he's experiencing symptoms and it was unclear if he'd be at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports complex. When baseball comes back next month, Yoannis Cespedes might finally be ready to return too. Sidelined for nearly 2 years by injuries and then the pandemic, the Mets slugger could be healthy enough at last to play on opening day in late July, especially with the DH available in the NL this year. The 34-year-old Cespedes hasn't played since July 20th, 2018. The two-time All-Star had surgery on both heels and then broke his right ankle in a nasty spill on his Florida ranch in a reported run-in with a wild boar. Wow. I thought we only had them around here. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. Today it is Taco Tuesday. Chicken tacos featured for just $13.95. See at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. Thank you for your purchase. Oh, you haven't, they're thanking us. Seven delicious flavors, no preservatives, no refined sugar. This comes in the box when you order them. RP Show viewers receive a 20% discount by using the promo code RP Show at the website g2gbars.ca. Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep for the Utah-based company. All right, let's go out on video chat now. We have Canada's foremost NFL insider, Jim Lang, with us. Jimbo, how are you, my man? What do you got?
Good. I got my Dalai Lama shirt, big hitter. I found this shirt, the reference to Caddyshack of Bill Murray, and I wore that in honor of you guys because I know you guys are big hitters after a year plus of killing it out there in the prairies, Rob.
Wow, that's very nice of you to say, Jim. Thank you so much. And what does Dalai Lama say? Do not let the actions of others destroy your inner peace. Easier to say than do.
They stay in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You see me talking about Yanis Cespedes coming back and the Nets being undermanned. Do you, Jim, think this is all going to happen?
Oh, boy. Right now, Rod, I was just thinking about this while you were rhyming it off, because this morning at work, they had the report that 26 NHL players have tested positive. Ryan Zimmerman, who's a star player by any measure of the measuring stick in Major League Baseball, saying, no, I'm not playing because of my family. Ian Desmond, it's 50-50 now. Think about the states in the United States where most pro athletes live. Florida, Texas, and California. The three worst states for COVID-19 right now. Probably three of the worst locations in the world for COVID-19 with the numbers spiking. Texas is so bad, the governors decided to reclose the bars ahead of the July 4th weekend, which is unheard of. So I have grave concerns. Because the Blue Jays now, they're in Dunedin with a charter plane waiting there, waiting for permission from Justin Trudeau to fly to Toronto so they can have training camp and play games there. And a lot of people are in Toronto like, well, wait a sec, if we fly there, we have to quarantine. Why are there different rules for those guys? So I don't know. Rod, I desperately want sports. I like seeing golf and the MMA and all that back. But, you know, it was nice seeing some European soccer. But some of this North American team sport, I think what we're going to see more than anything, even if it comes back, is game to game, week to week, so-and-so is tested positive, and they're shorthanded. So I wonder if a lot of these leagues have just said, you're allowed to carry extra players on your taxi squad or your reserve squad because they're going to need them. The idea that you'd have in hockey a 20-man roster or whatever the sport, a 40-man roster, and it would still be healthy by the end of the season, I don't see that happen. Someone's going to get it at some point.
Completely off the board with this question, but as you talk about all that, I want to know your thoughts on Steve Simmons breaking the news of Austin Matthews' positive coronavirus test. We put it to a poll. Did Steve Simmons do anything wrong? The results were 50-50. And a lot of the politicians and leaders, business leaders I talked to, didn't think he did anything wrong. He reported the truth. But there's a lot of people that don't agree. Where are you on that?
I've known Steve Simmons 25 years. That is exactly who he is. If he's got a story, he's going to report it. He is not intimidated by leaks, by PR, of VPs of public relations, communications departments, and organizations, teams. He's got a story. He's going to report it. He did point out, they did report the week before about Dak Prescott testing for the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys, and that was okay. But he mentions a player in the league in the NHL, and he's committed a high crime. He may, like it or not, that's Steve Simmons. He has told it like it is since the 1980s, since he's been working in Calgary. And everyone says, oh, Steve this, Steve that. Every Sunday he writes his news and notes column in the Toronto Sun, and it's been must-read for 30 years. So, and that's the kind of guy Steve is. You may not like him, you may like him, but you're going to read him. And that's – I have no problem. He's a journalist. He's not a PR department. He's not there to kowtow to anybody or toe the party line. He's there to tell a story. If you don't like it, don't read it. I know Steve well enough to say that. He's still going to do his job no matter what kind of criticism he gets.
And this sure as heck isn't going to faze him, that's for sure. Well, we'll get to the NFL stories, but even beyond that, my wife has asked me about this show. How are you going to do the show if there's no CFL? And I said, honestly, I'll bring on Tory Gurley and Jim Lang, and we'll talk NFL for 2 hours a day. Like, your worth and Tory's skyrocketed in this country for media because it looks like the NFL's going to play, man. And it's sad to say, but it's true. So your take on the squalor that the CFL seems to be in, and what does it mean if they don't play? How much more does the NFL take over in Canada, do you think?
Well, here's the CFL's problem, where it's the league, the way it's structured the last, 50 years has come back to haunt them because of this COVID-19. You have I've had players tell me that this one thing they like about the Canadian Football League, they come up, they play 6 months, they make decent money, and then they go back home to their home in the United States, maybe work a job there or start building towards their post-football career. And they come up and they play football. If they're lucky, they win a Grey Cup and they get the glory. So they still satisfy that football bug in them while building a life for themselves in their respective hometown in America. And a lot of them find good, affordable places in places like Texas and Florida and warmer states. And guess what? Now they're in COVID hotbeds. So it's a perfect storm for the Canadian Football League. I know people are piling on Randy Ambrosi. What is he supposed to do? There's still a major travel restriction in this country. You can't just go back and forth freely across the border. That's not allowed. So, and then you have half the league that's based in America that can't come up here and play. So it's a perfect storm for the Canadian Football League. I know Bob Irving tweeted something the other day that why are people criticizing that the league will never go under and the government will prop them up. I'm like, whoa, Knuckles. You're on the Mount Rushmore of Canadian football media members. I love you. But the CFL is no different than any other business. There's a lot of businesses out there. You're thinking, I don't know if they're going to come back. Like, when's the next time you're going to be comfortable going with your family to a movie theater? I don't know the next time I'm going to be comfortable going into a gym again. So COVID-19 has changed everything. And unfortunately, the Canadian Football League is getting squeezed because of the structure of the league. And I mean, I don't know how it changes. Is it a smaller league? Is it more Canadians next year? Is the salary cap different? I mean, there's a lot of things to be worked out. And can they get to a point they can play an 8-game season and have a quick run to the Grey Cup like certain teams or leagues are doing, like baseball's doing, a mini season of the run to the World Series? I don't know. I mean, they're at the mercy of Dr. Tam, and Dr. Fauci, and the World Health Organization. And now with all these COVID-19 numbers spiking all across America, it puts them in a bad position, Ron.
There's no doubt. And by the way, with what Bob said, I've had fans saying the same thing to me. What are you talking about? The league's faced problems before. And my thing is, and it's always survived, it's a different world now. And I don't feel like fighting with you guys. So, and why am I fighting for the CFL and we're trying to wake people? It's not my job. The people that's jobs are to save the CFL don't seem to be doing anything. So, hey, good luck. I'm not interested in arguing about it. I hope it all turns out.
Rob, my thing is, look at the big picture. Look at the fight Major League Baseball had just to get the season they had. And you got big players saying, I'm not playing. Bob McKenzie just tweeted that basically, hey, the NHL salary cap, it's probably going to be flat for the next few years. You can forget about an increase because they've lost revenue. I mean, every sports league in the world has been affected by this. I mean, much is great they get TV money. When you build multi-million, billion-dollar stadiums and you have 50, 60, 70,000 people buying merchandise and food and they're empty, you're losing money. So, I mean, and also the financial pie they have to work with gets smaller. So it affects everybody. You can't tell me that all these other, like university sports has been affected, junior hockey, every level of sports has been affected, minor hockey. When are kids going to be, families going to be comfortable sending their son and daughter onto the rink or minor sports or gymnastics or swimming or whatever it is? This is affecting everybody. So everyone is learning on the fly like this. And for the National Football League, you just mentioned it, I know there's serious talk. They better expand the roster. Say, look, we're going to let you carry more players this year because to think that the structure of football, the way football is played, that someone's not going to get infected along the way during the course of camp and a season is, well, that's just not going to happen. Someone's going to get affected. I mean, and someone's going to get COVID-19. And in an NFL camp, you have minimum 85 players, 24 coaches, another 24 support staff. And that's in if you don't have fans at the practice facility and training camp. So you're talking 150 people all told just to run camp. And it's going to be tough to physical distance when you're playing football in the NFL in training camp. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's a different world right now, guys.
To fun stuff. The viewers want me to ask you about Cam Newton. I won't even get into Richard Sherman saying that Newton's deal is ridiculous and disgusting. Whatever. My question Monday was, what took so long with him signing Cam Newton? What do you think about this deal with Newton to the Patriots?
Well, I love it. I mean, Bill Belichick has won games with quarterbacks before that are nowhere near Cam Newton's league. And Cam Newton is a fantastic athlete, and he's healthy now. And that's one thing that I think has been good for the break for him is getting himself healthy. And knowing Bill Belichick has always tailored his football team around the talent he has to work with. You watch the sack numbers for Cam Newton this year under Bill Belichick. I guarantee you right now, the last 4 years, he averages getting sacked about once every 14 dropbacks. And that's going to change. He's going to be sacked less. He's going to be healthier. He's going to be coached to pick his spots more when he runs and uses his talents. He's still a big, strong athlete, but he's taken a lot of shots the last few years. And Bill Belichick and his coaching staff, they're going to tailor that offense around him. and do things differently that they just couldn't do with Tom Brady. Because, I mean, if there's no comparison, size, strength, speed, Cam Newton to an aging Tom Brady, there isn't. So they had to do things that Tom Brady limited to what he could do physically. And now they have different things. They're going to have more run pass option in the playbook because of Cam Newton, what he's able to do. Then it's going to give defenses who play the Patriots different looks and different headaches. I'm really excited to see what they do together, and knowing that, you know, the genius of Bill Belichick is and has understanding of the league and his understanding of the history of the league and how to use different players to the best of their abilities. I think we're going to see some big numbers out of Cam Newton this year, and hopefully a healthier Cam Newton because he takes less shots.
Canada's foremost NFL expert Jim Lang with us, covered five Super Bowls. Nobody's been hit more than Cam Newton since 2011. You've probably seen those figures. Have I asked you yet who wins more games this year, Brady's Bucks or Belichick's Pats? Have I asked you that?
No, and I'll go the Bucks because Tom Brady's going to have better weapons around him. You know, Godwin, Evans, Gronk. Oh, man. He's got some toys to play with. He's just never had before. Like, he's got legit deep threat receivers. He's got his Gronk back. He's got a good offensive coach in his own right in Tampa Bay. I'll give an edge to Tampa Bay because of the weapons Tom Brady has around him.
The other one now, with Newton signed, you see the pundits are saying Colin Kaepernick is officially the best quarterback out of the NFL right now. Does he ever play again, Jim?
I think so. I thought it was quite fascinating that the league basically said, "And hey, go sign Cam Newton." Like, oh, well, I mean, we couldn't before until you guys said he could be, or Colin Kaepernick. We couldn't sign Colin Kaepernick. You said so. I mean, and that was the problem the last couple of years with a lot of players around the league, that injuries would happen. You'd be depleted at quarterback, and you were pulling guys who were working at Best Buy to come out of retirement to play quarterback. Like, what about Colin Kaepernick? And so now maybe he's going to get a chance. Will he get a chance in camp? I don't know. But will he get a chance early on if, say, in camp a team loses a quarterback or two to injury? That's going to be a possibility. But it seems like all of a sudden there's a green light around the league to sign him. You see all these coaches saying, oh, I wanted to sign him. In Seattle, I really wanted to go after him, you know, Pete Carroll. And so all of a sudden there's a lot of language, like people saying, yeah, I really wanted to go after him. I want to get Colin Kaepernick on my team. So, well, now you're saying that. Well, the media and fans in your respective city, you get hurt. Like, okay, we need a quarterback, and you said you want to sign him. Go get Colin Kaepernick. What's stopping you? So with 32 teams and the idea that there's no way you're going to have healthy quarterbacks throughout, I believe we're going to see Colin Kaepernick at some point through this year.
I hope so. And it was Pete Carroll in Seattle that said he's not a backup. It would have been an insult to sign him as a backup. Andy Dalton didn't have a problem with that in Dallas. And by the way, your Raiders, I love this. Mark Davis, the owner, you saw his comments. He goes, I told our GMs, our football people, you can sign him if you want. Talk about, here's the grenade into Mike Mayock's office from the owner.
Yeah, and that's my problem. First of all, and I'm a Raiders fan, but Mark Davis telling John Gruden and Mike Mayock anything football-wise would be met with a polite, okay, we'll investigate that further, Mr. Davis. And he closes the door, and they're like, oh, they start laughing. I mean, you know, Gruden's got a ring for a reason. Mike Mayock, I mean, you combine them, they've got 75 years of pro football experience, and Mark Davis with his Larry Curly and Mo haircuts going to tell them about who to sign, not to sign. Now, if they feel that Colin Kaepernick will make them a better team, they would do it, but they don't need Mark Davis to tell them that.
And they signed Marcus Mariota, right?
Yep.
They got Mariota there, who probably isn't even as good as Cap. But
he's...
Yeah.
What? Gruden loves him, I think. Yeah, I think he was always a Mariota fan. I'm interested to see if that works.
I like Mariota, too, but he's a...
Cap's qualified.
Cap's qualified, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else, Jim, before we let you go?
Tomorrow's Canada Day, and just I hope everyone takes a moment. I know we live busy lives. Just take a moment and say, hey, we are really lucky to live in this country. I think in the last couple of months, I think it's come home to roost even more so than before, how lucky we are to be Canadian. And, you know, we just had the Hockey Hall of Fame announcement a little while ago, and some great Canadian hockey heroes were named. And I'm a little bit of a proud Canadian, and it's always a special day for me tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the summer and hope everyone stays healthy.
Same here. And you stay healthy. And thanks for being a great Canadian, Jim. Always appreciate the time, brother.
Loving it.
All right. Jim Lang. Love him, too. Did he say love you?
Yes.
Love you, too, Jim. The audio wasn't overly clear.
No, I'm not sure.
On the whole interview.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah. But he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you see that we've refigured the... Well, you wouldn't have noticed, but we've refigured the clocks. So when we come back, we're going into overtime, and it's an extended overtime. So I will tweet the Rockstar poll. We'll talk about that in all of our topics here. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Services company, LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is overtime, our little segment brought to you by Emerald Water, YQR Water. Somebody asked me recently, where did you get those branded water bottles with your logo, show logo on there? It's from Emerald Water. They can do it. They can do anything.
Yep.
Checking with some of the viewer comments here on our Facebook Live feed. Gord Archibald writes in. He says, watching from the cottage on Cashabog Lake near Peterborough in Ontario, Rider's flag has been raised on the flagpole.
Whoa.
Jason Smith writes in and says, keep up the great work, Roddy. Best sports talk on Facebook. Well, beginning Thursday on Game Plus Television nationally. And I got to say this, over a million homes. And in the United States on Cablevision, I got to tell you, of our top 10 regions for viewership, in those top five regions are Nevada, Ohio, Mississippi, Florida, and North Dakota.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be like lighter fluid.
I think so, too.
For this program, for viewers, as Paul said yesterday, widening the demographics, expanding the demographics. So that's cool.
Very, very cool. And still here on Facebook. I know there's been people asking throughout the day, you know, are you going to be on Facebook still? Yeah, we're not going anywhere on Facebook, but we'll just also be on television.
And I'm still loving the fact that no tech people have come running in here in a panic with sweat dripping off their brow.
Yeah.
Oh, Clark just laughed. Is that coming? Is that when the
show's
over?
Just wait for 14 minutes.
Right, exactly. From the North Bay Battalion on Twitter, those of the OHL, Oh, where did it go? I slipped past. The number one overall pick. Here it is. With the first overall pick in the 2020 CHL Import Draft, the North Bay Battalion select Matvei Petrov. And they write, welcome to the Bay, Matvei. Hashtag battle together. The North Bay Battalion. Akadi Bathurst took the second overall pick. I don't know who they took. Swift Current Broncos number three. This has all happened while we've been on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an exciting day. And one thing, when I was on that Week Kings podcast last night, the guy said, what we love about your show, Rod, is you talk about the leagues that the major networks don't talk about. Obviously, we're getting enough NHL, but you're not going to see a lot of English Premier Soccer League talk here. If we do, that's the day I leave. But we're going to be talking Major Junior Hockey, National Lacrosse League, as we do all the time.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that Week King podcast last night where they outlined to me what life's going to be like as a junior hockey fan going into the Barns come September, October, where we're, what it's looking like now. All of this is subject to change. You notice these leaders are afraid to say anything because they're going to get nailed to the wall and held to what they say? I'm not going to. If things change, things change.
We live in a different world than we did yesterday.
Yeah.
We live in a different world today than right now than we did 2 hours ago. It's okay to change. It's called evolving. Your opinion can change.
Everybody's asking if there will be a show tomorrow. There will not be a show tomorrow. And I'm actually going golfing with Mrs. Peterson and two CFL coaches tomorrow.
Sweet. What's
up? That'll be fun. 10 a.m. tee times.
I will. I'll be coming off just as you're going on.
Oh, you're going real early,
seven.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing about this show is you're going to get my opinion for the people that are new viewers on Game Plus TV all the time. So I know, I was telling you this in the pre-show meeting. I know two people that have contracted coronavirus. You know none.
Right.
Personally. So when, Jim... I have a different viewpoint than a lot of my real close friends in the media on coronavirus. Different viewpoint than Naylor, different viewpoint than Arash, different viewpoint than Jim. Maybe it's because we live here in a province that is as spacious as Saskatchewan, where cases are extremely low. And vis-a-vis America, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. Just look down that strip on a map of where the cases are. There's not a lot.
Yep.
But I almost wonder if the leagues are looking at it like I'm looking at it, and I think you're looking at it. So there are cases. How many deaths are there? The two people that I know had the flu. They said it kicked their butt for about a week. One guy lost some weight, but they didn't die. So, and I'm just wondering, like that Norwalk virus that ran through the WHL 10 years ago, but on a grander scale, the leagues are willing to say, yeah, we're going to have cases, but we're not going to stop playing. And we'll send that player home until he gets better. Rather than shutting everything down, because they're not going to die. The players are not going to die. Is that a callous way of looking at things? It can be,
for sure. But, you know, we haven't been hit. We haven't been affected, you or I, with somebody who's seen a fatal case of coronavirus. So it's hard to see that, you know. You have to find a way to move on. I think with all the pro leagues and the cases and everybody jumping, saying, is it all going to be shut down because there's been 15 positive cases or there's been 25 positive cases of the couple hundred that have been tested? Well, I think that has to be the expectation that they're going to get it. That's why they're coming back. It's about the level of risk you want to take when you're young or you're fit and you're healthy. And, you know, I've heard of how terrible it is on a ventilator and how hard it is to breathe when you have coronavirus. And I do not want to get it. And I'm going to take the precautions. But that's the risk. You want to come back? Okay, and a few of you are going to get it. You're going to get better. It's going to be okay. But if you're in a high-risk, you know, demographic, you have to take more precautions. But if you're not, then let's start opening things up a little bit.
I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of getting back playing because I don't think we're going to lose players to death to coronavirus. And listen to me closely. People think that it's callous because it hasn't affected me. That's not my fault. My parents are gone. My kids are grown. I don't fall on that smidgen of a demographic that it does. You don't care about mental health because you don't know anybody that's killed themselves. That's a field that I work in. I'm not mad at you that you don't care about it. or that it doesn't affect you. So don't be mad at me that coronavirus hasn't affected me. Maybe my viewpoint will change when it does, but it hasn't. So I'm entitled to this opinion, am I not? And I think a lot of these leagues seem to be of the same mindset. That's all.
Yeah.
And they're talking about closing bars, closing restaurants, closing gyms in these states now. That's the government officials' decision. I see a huge difference between cases and deaths. Very big difference. Cases are skyrocketing. Like Chow in Hangover. But did you die? I know it's not. What? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
I'm not being flippant or glib.
No. And I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't want to wear a mask to the arena. Or we don't want
to
take precautions.
Mask. You want me to wear a mask? I'll wear a mask.
Of course. We're going to take all the precautions to keep everybody safe. But we need to start getting back to sports and doing these things in a safe way. And the real high-risk people will stay home, as they should, because they have to protect themselves. But we need to get out and get back. And I think that's what the leagues are doing. I think they're saying, you know what, look, at we're balancing the risk versus, you know, the reward of getting out and playing. Yeah, you're going to have to wear a mask. Yeah, you're going to have to, you know, social distance. But we're not going to stay in the shell anymore. We're going to get out and back to sports.
Jason Fichter writes in from the Rider Prider fan page and says, great rant, Rod. I appreciate it. It's been on my mind for a while. And I just feel there needs to be just a little bit of a pushback from people of the mindset like me. And I was glad to see Arash come on the air yesterday and say, listen, while I understand a return to sports maybe shouldn't be a priority right now, I support it because I do work in the sports and entertainment field. And he's been home for 120 days cooped up in his apartment. Like, people are starting to come around. Secondly, I was sending my wife some links that I found online last night that were World Health Organization says the worst is yet to come, or there's another pandemic virus, a virus that could cause a pandemic brewing in China. We can't go through this again. We can't.
No.
So figure it out. Oh, I locked my phone here.
We have to get it figured out.
Locked myself out of my phone. Rockstar of the day, by the way, very interesting results so far.
Ooh.
If you haven't been with us all day, thank you. If you haven't been with us all day, and saw who our guests were, they are Dave Babich, he of 1,195 games. He's the kind of guy that every time I bought a pack of hockey cards, his face was in it. Like, every time.
I tell you, it's funny you said that. I eBay, Dave Babich bobblehead. Not a single bobblehead, but about 15,000 hockey cards.
Of course.
Every position he was in, stick on the waist, stick on the ice, looking up, looking down, like...
He's leading. Dave Babich, 43% of the vote, Dave Babich.
Whoa.
29%, Colby Williams of the Hershey Bears. 21%, Kate Pedersen of Oilers TV. And 7%, Jim Lang, but Jim's a regular. Most of these they've never been on here before. We haven't had Kate before, right?
No, first time.
So... Spoiler surprise. Spoiler alert. We sent Colby home with the hat. The Rockstar of the Day hat for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions.
Yeah.
And our friends Darnell and Rockstar. They make up Rockstar. I'm just checking some of the notes that we never even got to. Bob McKenzie. Oh, I get the sense that this is going to get worse than before it gets better with the NHL. I see Bob McKenzie on Sports Center last night saying, every day I wake up every day I wake up expecting today's going to be the day that we hear the Hub City announcement. So he doesn't even know.
Wow.
And he is literally the PR arm of the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
He would admit it. Anybody would admit it.
He's like, the insider's insider.
Well, I'm watching Bob McKenzie and going, what he's telling me is exactly what the NHL's told him.
Yeah.
So I'm taking his word that this is what the NHL wants out, and they don't know yet. Devin was buzzing about what? Oh, Hub City announcement coming soon. Thank you, Clark. Clark's telling me that our good friend Devin Aru of CBC National says a Hub City is coming. Announcement's coming soon. So there's that. Who didn't think that the salary cap wasn't just going to be flat? It's going to plummet for the next 2 to 3 years. Who didn't think that?
Right.
You did not see that coming? This is news? That's why I think the worst is coming when the players wake up and smell the coffee. They're not going to like it.
No. That is coming for sure. I can definitely feel it. I feel the effects, and we don't even know what some of the dominoes that are about to fall will be because of this, financially or otherwise.
Can I get the comment up from Michael Churchill, by the way? One of our viewers watching in America, which, by the way, Michael, come Thursday, you'll be able to watch on Cablevision. He says, I live in Arizona, and cases are through the roof. They have doubled, but the deaths have hardly went up. So what does that say? They are in the age 18 to 44, so they aren't as sick, and they recover faster and easier. I'm just thinking that the pro leagues are willing to have their players get the virus, recover, and come back and play. They're not going to die. That's how I feel. Ricky Foley's contention or fear yesterday, and it's a good point, that if the CFL doesn't play in 2020, and the NFL does, it could just snuff out the CFL like a flame.
Yeah.
People need to be thinking about that. What about those that say, oh, no, Rod. CFL's been a death's door several times. They always come back. Should we take that attitude and just sit on our ass and do nothing for the CFL? Because that seems what a lot of people are doing.
Have they ever been on this doorstep, though?
No, but they don't understand.
There's that. A new man in charge when it comes to the guy with the black cape and the hood over and the
Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper, right? There's a new Grim Reaper. The CFL maybe has been on death's doorstep, but not like this.
Not like, but they just think, oh, no big deal. We'll see who's right. How's that?
Yeah.
Just CFL sim notes. As it stands now, it appears Thursday night, probably 7 p.m. Mountain. We'll be broadcasting Thursday Night Football. You got 23 hours left to vote on Canada's Game of the Week in the CFL. Leading is BC at Saskatchewan, which we'll call. But Winnipeg at Edmonton's a big one. Calgary at Toronto is my personal choice. I'd like to call that game. 1971 Grey Cup rematch. And 2017.
Mm-hmm.
The Stamps are probably still ticked about that.
Yeah, I would think so.
But as it stands now, it's going to be Riders Lions. Week 4 CFL Sim Lines. Nick Arbuckle's been cleared to play for Ottawa. He's recovered from the broken elbow he suffered.
Good.
In Week 2 in Edmonton.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anything you're interested in these games?
BC looking for their first win.
Yes.
That's big.
Is it going to happen here?
You look at that game. It's that game. And is Carlos Henderson the real deal? Or, you know, to continue what he's been doing, Trevor Harris in Edmonton against, you know, Zach Claros in Winnipeg. I really like that matchup. Who's for real in the West? In
right. The West. Who's the pretender? Who's the contender?
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. So I really want Winnipeg, Edmonton, just to find out which of those teams is for real.
Well, Riders, BC, that'll be...
That's another one.
The big West Division closure. We order pizza here. We have a crowd. We love these Sim Nights broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And the way it's going, it'll be Riders and Lions broadcast. 22,000 viewers so far for our Sim broadcast. Don't tell me people don't care. And by the way, Michael Churchill in Arizona writes in and says, original Habs fan. He says, oh, geez. I mean, he's the original gangster?
I guess so.
Habs fan, born and raised in Montreal. Love the show. Thank you, Michael. We love you, too. Tell all your friends in Arizona. And I would love to open an Arizona division. You know that's coming one day, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thanks. Vote on our polls, please. And come Thursday, it will be our first day on national television. 1 million homes in Canada and in the United States on Cablevision. Rose, right at the very last minute, she says, what are the standings in the Sim League so far? Rose, you would ask that now as we're going off the air. Go to our Instagram. All the stats are there. Say what? I can't see it. It's all the keyboard's up. It's good. It's good. It's good. Follow our social media feeds for all the answers to your questions. Happy Canada Day. We'll see you Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live and Game Plus TV.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.